Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. Last time I spoke with this band, it was on Metal Shop, but we're doing Loud and Local tonight, and we're not in the studio. I think that you guys, and before I introduce, this was one of the last bands that we spoke to before it hit the fan. The band is called Sorsha, and they are an awesome Northwest band. They are all together, but on different mobile devices right now. They're all in the same band practice together, back practice room together. Why don't you reintroduce yourselves and tell us what you do for Sorsha?
My name is Neil, and I play guitar and vocals.
My name is Bryson, and I play drums.
My name's Jessica, and I play bass and do some vocals.
Right on. So, I guess, welcome back. A lot has changed since we last spoke to you.
Yeah, we had no idea about what was about to happen. When was that? That was when it was flooding really bad out in the Snoqualmie Valley. So talked about us being a flood metal.
Yeah, that was probably February or something, or the beginning of 2020?
It was the end. I think it was the end of February, we had just come back for Angeles playing a show over there with TP Creeper and Grimmer.
And we're like, man, 2020 is going to be such a great year. Going to go on this tour. Going to, you know.
Got derailed a little.
Yeah, not so much.
We felt like that picture of that motorcycle flying into the air and the tires are falling off.
Yep. It just kind of maybe not. I had a band called the Black Tones up on Loud and Local. I think it was a week before everything shut down, and they were planning on their first showcase at South by Southwest. And then I messaged them the week after and was frowny face. And they were don't even get into it. Don't even get into it.
Yeah. Neck of the Woods, same thing. They were coming down from Canada to do it. Mm-hmm. South by Southwest, super pumped and had to cancel everything. They went through a lot.
And they had just put out that big record, and you guys just put out a record. Let's get back on topic here. Let's talk about you guys, because you're the reason we're here. Where are you guys right now? Where do you guys practice at? I know you're a little bit outside of Seattle and Snohomish or?
No, we're in Carnation.
That's right.
Jam space is in Carnation. Just right off of the highway out here in the valley.
It's basically in a big converted barn.
So you can make as much noise as you want out there, right?
Till 10.
Till 10. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. Right on. So I guess let's go around the room and how are you doing? Bryson, let's start with you, man. How have you been since the last we spoke with you? How have you been staying sane, staying safe, in the show that is 2020?
Masking up and, trying to keep the social distance. I've been playing a lot of video games.
Okay.
That's been helping keep me sane. Writing new Sorsha music when we can.
Nice.
Obviously, me staying. My girlfriend and I did a little Nick Cage marathon.
Okay.
So that kept us sane for a little bit, which is weird because he's kind of insane.
Right.
and just been, it's weird. Days I don't even know what day of the week it is most of the time. It's just kind of like one giant day now. So, you know, we're alive. That's all we can really ask for at the moment.
Have you been able to get back to work? Are you off work right now, or what's your status?
Yeah, I actually work from home. So.
Oh, okay, cool. Right on. And Jessica, how about you, man? Woman. Have you had to play the role of a teacher as well for your little guy?
Well, fortunately, my son he turns 4 next week, so he's still in pre-K, like, oh, okay, preschool. So I've been very fortunate to not have to be a stay-at-home mom teacher.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who have, and it's really tough for them. And my hat goes off to them, because it's definitely been quite the life flip, you know. I was laid off for most of from March until June. I'm a bartender at Black Raven Brewing, mm-hmm, in Redmond. And so we just basically turned into a beer to go store.
Yeah.
Closed the tap room. And then in June, the tap room reopened at, you know, a small percent of indoor outdoor capacity. And now that's been rolled back to outdoor only. So I've been back there bartending just part time, which is nice to be back behind the bar. But it's, you know, I got to wear a mask and touch people's dirty glasses. It's super fun. Yeah. Otherwise, besides back to work, just, you know, wife and mom.
Are you trying? How are you staying sane? Like, what's been a thing that you've turned to keep you sane?
Well, my husband and I started a pretty big garden.
Nice. So
that's been
okay.
Fun tending a garden.
Yeah.
Watching my kid, you know, play and grow up is, you know, as much as he's been on my nerves. Bless his sweet little heart. Otherwise, yeah, just Sorsha has definitely been the what has truly been keeping me sane through all this. You know, the whole quarantine, you know, Neil and I never stopped working on new material, and we had a lot of song ideas pre-quarantine. But then once this all happened, we didn't even see each other, like all three of us together, for months. But Neil and I were continuing to work on music, and we finished the new record.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother thing that we're going to be working on here pretty soon. But
the new record,
working on music and working on my solo acoustic record, which I'll be recording later this year as well. So
nice. Right on. So you said that you worked on the new record, as in newer than the one that you already released?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Looking forward to that.
Yes.
Right on. Well,
very much. We have a whole new album written. It's just a matter of all three of us getting on the same page with it. And as soon as we, you know, get it all rehearsed and ready to go, we'll go into the studio. But we actually, what we've also been working on is a song for a split.
Cool.
With Grim Earth. I guess the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Should I let the cat out of the bag? Cat's out of the bag.
There it is. Officially out.
Yeah, we're going to be releasing a split probably later this fall on A&R Records with Grim Earth. We're really excited about that. We're going to be doing a 16-minute song.
Wow.
And I think they're going to be doing a couple songs, but yeah, so that's the other thing we've been working on. That's what we were working on tonight, so.
Cool. I'm stoked to hear it. We're going to get into some of the songs from you guys from your, well, I guess, old album now, even though it's new to me, you know, your current album. I do have a question, though. So you said that your son is like almost 4 now, or he's 4?
He turns 4 on the 19th.
Okay. Well, first off, happy birthday to him early.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And my question for you is, how do you explain what's going on in the world to a kid? Does he understand? Do you kind of have to, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't get to play with his friends as much. So how do you break that down to him?
That's a really great question. My son's an only child. So it's been really hard. We had to pull him out of, you know, the preschool that he was in closed. And so he was home just by himself quite a lot and didn't understand why. It's hard to explain to at that time, you know, he's still 3.
Exactly.
Know, he's not quite 4.
Yeah.
It's really hard to explain to a 3-year-old what's going on. And all we could do is walk by the closed playground. Mom, why can't I play there? Well, there's a virus.
What's a virus?
Well, I don't see a virus. And I'm like, well, a virus makes you sick. Okay. You know, he's a smart kid.
Yeah.
So he understands that there's reasons, but he just, you know, I just tell him exactly what's going on and I Good. Let him take that information for what it is. I don't, you know, hide anything from him, but I understand that he might not fully understand what I'm saying. But there was a point that was sad where he said he really missed his friends and yeah. was missing everything. Cause even his grandparents, so he's close with my husband's folks and mm-hmm. my mom, you know, he didn't see them for a while cause they stayed at, you know, quarantined yeah. too. And it's tough. It was really heartbreaking. Yeah. But you know, we've slowly started to let him play with like a small group of people who've been trying to keep things pretty
kind of in a bubble,
you know? Yeah. You have to right
yeah,
now.
And, exactly.
I've seen him kind of, you know, light up a little bit, you know, since we've kind of let him expanded his bubble out just a little bit, but we're still trying to be careful, you know.
It's absolutely tough. I was just curious. Yeah. So I'm not trying to make get things all emo here, but I'm just curious, you know, because
no it's a great question because it, you know, it's, everybody's going through a different type of struggle during this, you know. Yeah. Mine is, you know, being the mother of a small child trying to explain all of this and he doesn't quite understand, so you know, just doing my best to you know, keep him entertained and have him understand what's going on and, you know, yeah.
Right on.
Lots of backyard time.
Nice, nice. And Real Deal Neil, I like your name there here on Zoom, man. So you've been hard at work on new music too. Have you been working like your consistent job? Are you laid off right now? What's your schedule like these days?
I haven't missed a beat. I haven't missed a beat since work.
Okay.
So I'm there every day. So it's kind of nice not to worry about your finances when it seems like most people are.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave me an opportunity just to keep writing. And it's been going really well, which is really nice. Not being able to create like we used to. It's nice to be able to move forward slowly.
Cool. Well, I'm excited to hear like this new music. How long did you guys wait? Did you guys have like a time where you had to just like stay away from each other? And then, you know, come back together to practice, or were you guys practicing all throughout the entire lockdown?
Jessica and I kept meeting up.
Okay, cool.
We live like near each other.
Okay, cool.
So it was nice to still be able to get that down at least once a week. And, so we were able to figure out the patterns of the new material, and we're just kind of dissecting it now, more detail, and yeah, awesome. Going really great.
Right on. So you guys are working on your own music, but I'm curious, has there been any new albums that have come out in the last, you know, few months that you've been had a chance? I know, I think we've all had a little extra time on our hands. Have there been any new albums that you've been digging from new bands or old bands with new releases?
Oh yeah. I've been really into the new Hum record. I'm a huge Hum fan.
That's a great album.
I was a little kid. I mean, I've been listening to them since 95, and to have that new record come out, I think it's incredible. It saved 2020 for me.
Nice.
The new Hum record. It's called Inlet.
Yes.
It's badass. Lots of good local bands putting out records. Lagoon is killing it. They put out a couple records this year that are great. The Crooked Whispers. Yatra is coming out with another one soon. Yeah, just the new Hum record, though, for me, for sure, has been my savior.
I've listened to that a few times, like going out on long walks at night, and it's just like a very peaceful record. You know, it's just it's so heavy, good. But it's just beautiful. Yeah. So, and what about you, Bryson and Neil? Any thing you'd like to add to that list?
I've actually just been listening to the old mainstays pretty much. Just listen to Clutch and Johnny Cash a lot.
There you go. Get you through, yeah. Man.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm right there with Bryson. I've been dipping into the stuff I've been liking in high school, like old school death metal,
cool,
black metal, yeah, just the classics.
Okay, well, Neil, since you bring up death metal, we all know the big four, and this is, for you, Neil, since you brought up death metal, we all know the big four of American thrash, right? So Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, and Megadeth. For you, personally, what are the big four of death metal?
Autopsy, Dismember, Death, and I'm gonna have to go with Cannibal Corpse. Like, I know they get
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, they get a lot of static for some reason, but Tomb of the Mutilated is just like, it's like the pinnacle of classic death metal to me. Like, super good.
Absolutely, man. Well, we're actually going to go into a song that could be, if you looked at it, it might be, you're like, wow, is that a death metal song? No, it is not a death metal song. It's more of a doom metal band song. Sorsha, of course, is the band we're talking to. And would you call yourselves like sludge, doom? Like, do you even want to classify? Stoner rock?
What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
Ska. I think you guys are a ska band.
Doom ska.
Yeah, doom ska.
I don't know. We have so many different influences,
rock and roll.
I guess maybe more, just doomy. We listened to a lot of doom and sludge and stoner and psychedelic stuff too. So I don't know. I don't know.
Let the music speak.
It's been interesting.
Let's let the music speak for itself, okay? Let's get into one of these songs. It's called Coffin Nails. It's from the new Sorsha record. Check it out. We'll be right back with Sorsha. That was Coffin Nails here by Sorsha. It's Loud and Local on the Rock. We're talking via Zoom. They're all in the same room. It's pretty badass how we're doing this with technology. I wish that I could like have bands in the studio. I wish I could get into the studio, but we're trying to keep things as like minimal as possible with people touching the board with the we don't want to get you know, everything. We don't want to have as many people touching the board as typically do. So try to keep things. I have a home podcasting studio here. If anyone likes that song Coffin Nails, and I'm hoping they do, if they like that song and they want to get more from you guys, where can they purchase your album? Where can they stream it, etc.?
There's multiple platforms that the record is on. Our Bandcamp, Sorsha.bandcamp.com. Full record's there. You can download it. And then also we're streaming on all major platforms, Spotify, you know, Apple Music, Amazon, YouTube. We're uploaded to a couple YouTube channels as well. Rob Hammer and Mr. 666 Doom channel as well. So yeah, it's out there all over the place.
If I were to, you know, I'm not going to speak for you guys, but I would personally say use Bandcamp because they've really become like such heroes during this time for musicians, giving so much support, I'd say, more so than, you know, a lot of other apps and streaming platforms that, you know, any way you want to listen to the band, that's awesome. And you know, is, I'm sure, very much you guys would be stoked on. But Bandcamp, I think more power to Bandcamp.
Agreed.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I can't say good enough things about them, but they do those Bandcamp Fridays where they waive their revenue share for bands as they know they're struggling during the, you know, the COVID-19 lockdown. And, you know, that they really, truly, clearly care about their artists that use their platform. And yeah, we're really happy with them and everything that they do to try to support the artists that use them.
Right on. So I was curious, before the lockdown, before shows got shut down, what was the last show that you attended? I think the last show that I attended was at the Vera Project. It was a band called See You Space Cowboy, Vamakara, and a band called Sanction. What about you guys?
The last show that we did was CD Release Party in the Valley.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, I think, the weekend before it shut down.
It's March 13th.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys were like right on the cusp.
Yeah.
That was probably COVID in the air.
Days later, they shut it down. Yeah, because one of the bands even respectfully dropped off of that bill because they were just, it was like right on that edge of, you know, the, you know, where it was starting to hit the fan, but I can't think of what was the last show that I attended that wasn't one of our shows. Man, we were hitting it pretty hard there at the beginning of the year. I think pretty much every show I went to was a show we were playing.
Yeah.
Well, I think we went and saw Year of the Cobra at some point, right? Wasn't that
was right show? Before the end, right before the shutdown too. Year of the Cobra and Death Cave. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the last show I saw was actually Year of the Cobra, like that I attended like a year ago.
Oh, okay. Word.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Well, I'm gonna
move. Blur these last 2 months.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay. Well, let's move on a little bit and think back to your early days. And even if it's embarrassing, in fact, I want you to admit, even if it is embarrassing, don't try to get cool points here. I want you to tell the truth. What's the first album you ever purchased on your own with your own money, via CD, tape, record, whatever physical format it was? What was the first album you ever purchased with your own, like, you know, allowance or you know, chore money?
I'm pretty sure the first one I ever bought with my own money was Nirvana's Nevermind on cassette.
Nice. Okay.
And I remember my oldest sister, Jade, she drove me to the CD. We were living in Mississippi at the time. She drove me to the tape store, and there wasn't a lot of CDs really going on then. It was all mostly still cassettes kind of back then, but I'm pretty sure it was Nevermind.
Right on. And real deal, Neil?
For me, I think it was like ska band Bucko 09.
I remember Bucko 09. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might've been it. And then Battle of the Land by Prodigy was pretty early too.
That is a very 90s couple albums there.
Did you say Fat of the Land, like Prodigy?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a great record, dude.
Firestarter, Real Deal Neil.
Yeah, I had Cool Keith Diesel Power on it. I'd say Cool Keith.
Dude, that is like the most 90s three albums right there. Cool Keith, Prodigy, and Bucko 9. Awesome. Bryson, what about you, man?
The first cassette tape I ever bought, or any album I ever bought, was Eve 6.
Okay.
On cassette. And what's cool is many years later, my old band got to open for them. So I thought that was pretty cool.
At where? El Corazon or?
We played, where was that? It was in Bothell. Caps Club is where we played and opened for Eve 6.
Okay. I think I saw them. No. Wait, never mind. Sorry. I was thinking of Lit. I saw Lit, not Eve 6. I get the One Hit Wonders. Yeah. right on. Well, okay. So what's your favorite Northwest bands of all time? And you can name a few. Bryson, let's start with you since we ended with you last time. Bryson, what are your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
I mean, I think I got to go Alice in Chains.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Never heard of them.
Alice in Chains. You know, I was a big fan of the kind of the typical the grunge stuff.
Yeah.
Soundgarden and Alice in Chains, stuff like that. I just... You know, remember my dad listening to KSW actually, and you know, introducing me basically to Alice in Chains when I was pretty young. So they're the ones that I can't really find anybody to top them for me.
Right on. That's a good way to start. And Neil, what about you, man?
I find that the one I keep going back to the most is Nirvana.
Yeah.
Especially in Euro, I love that record. Other than that, I really dig Grim Earth. We know we're doing like a CD with them, but they're super awesome. They sound like, you know, like an Autopsy stoner grind to them. It's really cool. So I really enjoyed, you know, playing them and watching with them. Just the classics, you know, the Soundgarden, obviously, and
yeah,
the Melvins. I don't know if they're considered Northwest still, but
they're from here, so yeah.
Yeah,
originally, yeah.
Melvin's like, yeah.
Right on. And Jessica,
I forgot to add them. That's the Melvins is another one for me. I forgot to add them. Yeah.
What about you, Jessica?
I'm gonna be boring. I'm pretty much on the same page with Neil. I think that's a lot of like where we found our original bond was we were both. Well, everyone, you know, everyone's like into their Pearl Jams, and I love all those bands. I love Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, obviously, like they're incredible bands. But Nirvana, like changed my life as a kid. You know, it definitely, for me, it's my favorite like classic Northwest band. You know, it's like, you know, one from that classic old grunge scene, I guess. And yeah, as far as more recent local bands, Grim Earth. They were just, I was so blown away the first time I saw them. We were actually kind of giddy when they asked us if we wanted to play a show with them at the Kraken. And we're like, oh shit, dude, Grim Earth asked us to play with them at the Kraken.
Starstruck.
And they're just the best dudes. They're our homies, you know, our besties. And then another band that I'm really a huge fan of, but also really good friends with is a band out of Snoqualmie called Mother Root.
Cool.
They're two brothers, just a two piece. And they're just absolutely fantastic band. They don't play out a lot, but they got music on Spotify. You can check out. They're just their drummer, Jaden, is just incredible. And I dropped an F-bomb. yeah.
No worries.
As far as Northwest bands, that's coming to my mind at the moment.
Right on, right on. Okay, so one final question before we go into another song. One last question, and this one I'm going to put you on the spot. Let's just start with you, Jessica. We're going to back around with you as the first one. So what is one thing that most people don't know about you? Most of your friends,
even. One thing that most people don't know about me?
Yeah, one little secret. One thing, well, that we can talk about here on the air. You know,
my goodness.
Nothing too bad.
You know what's funny is a lot of people that a lot of people don't know I play in a band.
Oh, okay. A lot of people just
be surprised. Like when I'm working at, when I'm behind the bar at Black Raven, I tell people I play in a band and they're like, oh, you like no, none of my, hardly any of my regulars used to know that.
Huh?
Especially when I was kind of just doing like acoustic stuff for a little while before, you know, Sorsha kind of reformed. No one had any idea that I played in bands or played music or sang or anything, did anything like that. But like a more unobvious thing. Yeah. You really are on the spot, man. Man, I don't know.
Neil, what about you, man?
You might have to come back around, man. You might have to come back around.
All right, Neil, what about you, man? What's one thing about you that most people don't know?
I'm a psychopath. I don't know. I always think I'm as complicated as a children's book. Like, I go to work, I rock out, I hang out with my friends and family. That's about it. Like,
fair enough.
A great question, Kevin.
It really is.
Bryson, what about you, man? Is there anything that, you know, complicated inside?
I mean, I am a very open...
I got it. So come back.
All right.
Okay. I am a very open book. So I don't know if there's anything people don't know. I mean, I guess a lot of people don't know that when I was 21, I had a tumor on my spine and I had that removed.
Wow.
So like,
whoa.
Yeah. Jeff, did you not know that? You knew that.
I didn't know that, dude.
Really?
I didn't know that either.
Are you serious?
I thought we knew you.
Basically, you know, the surgeon said there was a chance I wouldn't walk again. So me playing drums is pretty sweet.
Absolutely.
Okay. I thought of the one thing.
Okay. What is it?
I'm a total UFO buff.
A total what?
Like I'm a UFO like nerd.
Nice. Okay.
I'm obsessed with UFO ufology. My dad used to take me and my siblings to UFO conferences in Florida when we were kids, and we used to go see all these lectures and like UFO abductions and alien abductions, you know, cattle mutilations and all that kind of stuff, all that weird UFO, even like ghost type paranormal. I'm just like super crazy obsessed with that stuff. Yeah.
Well, you must
I'm a UFO nerd.
You must be kind of geeking out right now with all this declassified information that's being put out there.
Oh, I knew it all along, man.
Okay. All right. They learned it from you. There you go.
Now they tell us.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
No one cares now. They're like, well, now that COVID's gone, we'll drop this bomb. Like, everyone's like, no one cares.
Right? There's like
back in the 90s, yeah.
Insane racial tensions, riots going on, COVID, and yeah, now they're like, all right, let's just put this out there.
This is a good time for us to drop, and like, yeah, no one's paying attention. Like, yeah. I guess that's one thing about me that no one really knows. I'm well read on the subject, and I have a lot of UFO books and books about paranormal and stuff like that. I'm into it.
All right.
I'm a nerd.
Right on. Okay, well, we're all nerds about something then. Then since we couldn't get you to really admit something, Neil, what's the thing that you're the nerd about? What are you a nerd for?
I'm a nerd for history.
Okay. Cool.
Like old history, like psychology, you know, Hermetic philosophy, and like the different religions of, you know, Egypt and Sumeria and Greece. It's just, I'm a nerd for that.
History nerd, right on. Since you guys are all admitting things that we don't know, people don't know, I'll also jump in. I have a birthmark that makes it look like I have a third nipple.
Fantastic.
So.
Oh man.
It looks like a triple nipple.
Like right in the middle. Like right in the middle.
Right here.
down below.
Yeah. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Let's
all right.
It.
Exclusive. There it is. It's a trip.
Oh yeah! Would you look at that? Man, you made me wish I had three hands.
Kevin, I think it's cute, man.
All right, milk it. All right, we're gonna get into another song by Sorsha. We're getting off the rails here. Here's "Sunburn" by Sorsha. We'll be right back.
Oh,
It's loud and local here on The Rock, and that was a song called Sunburn by Sorsha from their new record, but they have a new record that they're going to be recording that they've been working on during the pandemic, during the quarantine and whatnot. The song's called Sunburn. Who here has actually been sunburned so far? I know I have.
Oh. Yeah, me.
Yeah, I always get one bad sunburn, and then I'm usually cool.
Nice.
But always bad.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta put it. You know, we're both bald guys, so we gotta make sure to lather up the old dome.
Gotta wear that sun hat.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so let's have some fun here. If I were to get you drunk, and we're all at, I guess socially distanced karaoke bar, and you had to choose one song to sing, you have to choose a song. What's your go-to? What are you singing? Bryson, let's start with you. What's the song you're going to go to if you're sloshed at a karaoke bar with your homies?
It's going to be a rap song.
For a while there, it would have been Love the Way You Lie by Eminem.
Okay.
But I've only sang karaoke once. And
all right.
I sang Fastballs the Way because it's a song that I chill below and that it's in a key that I can sing, I think.
The Eve 6 album was the first one, and now you're talking about Fastball. Dude, are you going to bring up Marcy Playground next, or like?
You know what's funny? My last name is Marcy, so maybe.
There we go, dude.
Marcy Playground.
Amazing.
Yeah, like I've never heard that before. You know, I'm an alternative thing, I guess.
There we go.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the song.
Nice. And Neil, what about you, man? What are you singing?
I like to do Neil Diamond.
Nice.
So I would do like Cracklin' Rose. I really like that song a lot.
Right on. I'm going to do Young Turks by Rod Stewart. What about you, Jessica?
I like it.
Oh, I'm definitely going to do In the Still of the Night by Whitesnake. That's my jam right there.
She rips on it too.
You think
There's video proof.
You think there's ever a chance of Sorsha covering
that?
Yeah,
that's my jam. That's my song, In the Still of the Night.
Sorsha covers
it? Tear that one up.
You think that would happen? Could you guys do a Doom cover version of Whitesnake?
Oh, that'd be cool.
I don't know. We could. That's a pretty rad riff right there. The na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. That's a good riff.
Nice.
I say we try to tackle.
Yeah, learn it, Neil.
I say we try to tackle Fastball first.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
How about Closing Time, Semisonic? Neil is not stoked.
No.
Okay, guys. If 2020 was a band, what band would it be?
Semisonic.
He said Semisonic. He said Nickelback?
I did.
Nice.
I said Semisonic.
There's a band of things on the tip of my tongue. Oh, I don't know.
Crazy Town.
20 was a band.
Crazy Town.
Oh, it's so bad.
Come my lady, come my pretty baby.
Yeah, Crazy Town. That's pretty good.
Okay. Smash Mouth.
Matchbox 20.
There we go.
God.
Fastball.
What's the one band I'm thinking of that we were laughing at their music the other day because we're at anyway, whatever, it'll come to me, of course, as soon as we're done with this thing.
Was it Sorsha? Were you laughing at yourself? Thought you were laughing
oh,
at?
Oh man.
Oh, we laugh at ourselves all the time.
Oh, we're nice. Laughing at Train.
Oh,
Train, that's right.
Nice.
How does it go, Neil?
Something about Jupiter, like Mars, yeah. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah.
It'd be that song.
You guys could do that. That'd be pretty hard.
Maybe. You gotta see a shooting.
Right, yeah, you do a pretty good version of that. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I should try that karaoke next.
Yeah. Maybe Goo Goo Dolls. Okay. All right, guys. Pick a scar on your body and tell us a story of how you got it. Neil, let's start with you this time. pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
I would say one of the most earlier ones that I remember on my arm right here was a fat red cat. And I went to go pet it, and I just remember like swiping on me and like opening up my arm.
Oh.
Like, and then it just gushing down. That's the first, I think, scar story that I got.
Damn you, red cat. And Bryson, let's go to you, man. What scar story?
The biggest one I got is the one on my back from that tumor. But
the
one of the more recent ones, I got drunk and was doing dishes, and I ended up sticking my hand into some soapy water. I couldn't see inside of it, and I ended up going right into a blade. So.
Woof.
I got a nice scar on my thumb here. So,
at least you're a responsible drunk, man. Damn.
It's true.
Jessica.
True. I was doing dishes. I was doing work, you know?
Do work. Jessica, what about you? What's a scar that you can tell us about?
Well, I have this scar on my wrist. Now, let me explain. Can you kind of see it? I don't know if you can see
it. I can see it,
I know this is an audio cup. So I get a lot of questions about that one for obvious reasons. But what the real story is, I was fighting with my little brother in my neighbor's yard when we were little kids growing up in Utah. And he shoved me down, and I went hands down and then landed on one of those like grass side edge trimmer things that has all the little spikes on it, you know?
Yeah.
And it stuck into my wrist, and actually you can see it scrape all the way down. I'm not in very good light, but it goes all the way down to my forearm, and then you can see another stick. So yeah, I got a really gnarly scar right there on my inside of my forearm. But yeah, that one always gets eyebrows up, and I'm always like, it's not what you think it is.
Brutal.
But yeah, so there it is.
It's the fighting with the brother.
Yeah, thanks, Nathan.
Thanks, Nathan. Thanks, Obama.
Love you.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't have this scar when Obama was president.
I know, right? Let's wrap this up real quick, guys. What are your plans for the future of the band? Who's to say when we could play a show again, when shows can happen, but you guys are planning on, recording that record. Is that right?
Well, the next thing we have is to get the split done with Grim Earth.
That's right.
That's going to be... we're doing this long 16 minute long song for this split. Obviously it's not going to work for an album. So, it was something that Grim Earth and us had talked about doing since we very first started playing shows together. And we're really excited about it. No, they're already, starting to get into the studio to record their songs for it. And we were working on our song for it tonight. We're hoping to have that released, this fall. That's going to be on A&R Records. And then, we have a whole new album's worth of material written as well. So once we get the split done, that will be the next thing we're going to tackle, is getting that album worked on, worked out, and then recorded. And we'll probably most likely go back into the studio with Tad for that one again. It's nice. What we're kind of thinking.
Right on. That's awesome.
He knows that. We told him that. We told him we're coming back.
Nice.
Pay and a visit to Tad. All this will start blowing over by spring. Oh, cross your fingers. Who knows? You know, we thought it'd be blown over by now, but hopefully by spring, you know, we can look to maybe start playing shows again. But who knows if that will even be? We're at this point. We're just kind of doing what we know that is productive for us at this time, which is continuing to work on new music. Just get some, you know, get music released. You know, continue the creative force.
That's all you can do. And any final words for the Northwest music scene, for the Northwest listeners here and for Loud and Local before we jump into the third song?
I want to say thanks to you and people who are still listening and buying records, you know, not being able to go out and see shows, but still support the local scene. And it's a huge help. It kind of, you know, helps us keep going. And
yeah,
you know, again, thank you for helping that process out too.
My pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you for continuing to march forth with the riffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that's the easy part, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people still go to hit up our band camp. People are still buying shirts from us. And
that's great.
And buying, you know, copies of our record. And it's just blowing our minds just how much people are still, you know, out there supporting the bands. You know, we can't, no one can tour right now. No one can play live. And so, you know, no one's, you know, out, you know, none of the bands are out there putting themselves out that way. So people are hitting up band camp, buying shirts, records. And it's just,
that's awesome.
And people like, you know, like what Neil said, people like you that are, you know, doing these interviews and, you know, help, you know, continuing, you know,
keeping the name out.
Yeah. It's we're doing the best that we can to try to keep things flowing, you know, during all of this. And it's great to see that people are still very much interested in, and I know we sure are. So, this is, yeah, it's awesome. Thank you, everybody.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Like I said, we're going to go into the song Stoned Believer. And again, the band is Sorsha. Check them out. What was the link one more time to your Bandcamp?
Sorsha.bandcamp.com.
Right on. Stay safe.
S-O-R-C-I-A.
Yes, S-O-R-C-I-A. Stay safe, y'all, and stay healthy, okay?
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.